Rewind as we launch here in hour number two of the program. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Can take control of the airwaves, and you can comment on the article, or the not article, but the discussion we had the last hour about multi-level marketing. You're welcome to do that, or bring up whatever you want. We continue with your calls. Rich is in New Hampshire. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Well, howdy.
Hey, Rich.
Good to be back home.
Yeah, you've been out traveling around. You're back in New Hampshire. Welcome back. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to weigh in on the MLM thing, or the network marketing.
Yes, sir.
I've actually tried several different programs, and the first one that I really got into, I was introduced to it by a student when I was teaching English in Japan back in the early 90s, and the timing couldn't have been better. I had a jerk for a boss, and I was wondering what in the world I wanted to do with my life, and all I'd ever known was what we all learn in school, and that is how to get good grades so that you can go to a good college, so you can get a degree, so you can get a job, meaning working for somebody else.
Yep.
And here for the first time, I was really seeing something completely different. And while I wasn't successful with that particular program, it completely changed the way I think about the world and how to apply my talent to it to make a living, and not necessarily get caught up in a career. And so that has, I think, a lot to do with my, shall we say, unconventional lifestyle.
You know, I think this is absolutely true, that there's a lot to learn from, trying a good MLM. And I hope that I didn't dissuade anyone from, MLMs in general.
I don't regret it. I don't regret my experience. I mean, even though I sunk $6,000 into it, and I probably could have gotten the same level of sales education from buying a few books, it was what was motivating me to be entrepreneurial and to kind of get into that realm, which just seems to be what I'm hearing from you, Rich, that, this was kind of your first foray into being an entrepreneur, and that was a positive experience for you.
Yeah, well, the very first one I tried, I pretty much fell flat on my face. But then I took a look at other ones, and I found one that was a lot more to my liking, and it really was product centered, and wonderful products that had a dramatic impact on me. And so, after a while, I get tired of convincing people that they need to change their dietary habits or whatever, and even some of the best customers they drop off, which can be discouraging. In recent years, I've been tempted to try it again. Every now and then something will come along and I go, wow, that looks really good. But of course, one of the changes that I've made in my life is I don't use a social security number, which I call a slave surveillance number.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to sign up without some sort of tax number with I think, all of these companies.
Right, yeah. So that in and of itself is a good enough reason for me to not get back into it. But
well, there's plenty of ways to make money outside of the network marketing industry, that's for sure. But there are a lot of ups and downs, and it's mostly downs. But then again, isn't that true of most businesses? I mean, look at the restaurant business, for instance. It's well known that people that go into the restaurant business, what is it, 5% of them make it past the first year?
No, I don't think that's the number now.
Isn't it 1% that make it past 5 years?
Yeah, not only that, but they're investing a lot more than just a couple $100.
That's true.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. So, all right, Rich, any other thoughts?
You guys, I had some other ideas, but you guys pretty much touched upon it, that there really are good products, and if you go into it with the right attitude, if you go into it thinking that you're going to make a whole boatload of money, you're just setting yourself up for a letdown, unless you get really lucky. But if you go into it loving the products and learning and meeting interesting people and getting some good training and whatever,
yep.
I say go for it.
Yeah, and that's what I said from the very beginning, is it's about the product. If it's about anything but the product, there's going to be a problem. And, you know, that's not gonna help anybody, honestly.
Thank you, Rich, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and thank you for the story and the personal experience. 800-259-9231. Now, the product he was talking about, no sense in mentioning what it was again. It's already been mentioned a few times, and they certainly aren't paying us for advertising. but the product that he was talking about, as I suggested, there are probably other products out there, and it didn't take me very long to find one of them. Just as an example, you go to the purplehorror.com website, one of the first things you see is somebody else pitching their competing product. So I went to look at that one, and I went and I looked at their compensation plans. They've got they've all got the different diamond level things and the percentages and the rebates and all kinds of numbers to look at. But one of the things that was most important to me to look at was, what do you have to pay to actually have a chance at making a commission? According to Alex, the company he's looking at, it's a $200 a month basically auto ship that you have to get on, where they send you $200 worth of product every single month, and whether you drink it all yourself or give it away or sell it, that's up to you. That's where these companies make their money, is on their distributors buying the product at the so-called wholesale rates, which of course you know still includes a hefty markup for all of the other vendors that are, or the all of the other distributors that are in your upline.
Right.
So,
you know, your average product going to the grocery store, it's usually Keystone, I guess, is what I understand. Maybe it's you know, less than that. I don't know. But, you know, they pay for the production of the product and, you know, the profit they need built in. And then, of course, the shipping, and then the grocery store, you know, needs to pay them. But when you're talking about paying all those people in that upline, that makes, you know, that could drive up the price of a product. It still needs to be moved around and shipped and produced.
Yes.
It's just, you know, the only thing they're taking out of the picture is the grocery store. Oftentimes, it's a cheaper way for the manufacturer to distribute their product, but certainly not necessarily, you know, a better deal for the customer or for the people who are doing the distributing. That being said, there are some of these that, you know, that do have a great business model, and right now I'm ready to roll out the Free Talk Live multi-level marketing ad sales campaign here. So
you know, so I was going to say, because I know Alex is still listening, that in less than 5 minutes of doing research, I found a competing MLM company selling a very similar-looking product, you know, with a fancy bottle and everything. And that particular company is doing their sales plan at $100 per month buy-in, so half the price right there.
It may not be as good of a product. We don't know.
I don't know. I didn't compare the products. I just saw it, and, you know, it's okay. I'd actually heard of this one because Dave Ridley's got an advertiser that's promoting their distributorship through them at RidleyReport.com. But Alex said that in order to make money at this one product, you have to have two distributors. Well, this other product, the competitor, you can start making money right away, and it costs half the amount to get involved. So 5 minutes worth of researching, and I found what looks to be a better compensation plan. Right,
it may not be a better product, and that makes
right
it, that would make it more difficult to sell the product with, you know. If it's not as good, then you know there's a problem, and you need to go in knowing that, and it needs to be about the product. That's the first thing that I would you know, say to anybody. If this product needs to really motivate you.
Let's continue with your calls. Steve is in Texas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey guys.
Hey Steve, what's on your mind tonight?
Nothing. I just wanted to talk about how I made some money off the pyramid scheme you guys were talking about.
Tell us about
Click. You know, I don't know why they keep bothering with that. Nobody's hearing what they're saying. So anyway, we continue. 800-259-9231. So, Nick, after listening to all this, are you ready to run out, find an MLM company to join up and change your life?
Not really, no.
Start running your own business?
I mean, you might be able to make money at it, but the odds seem pretty long. And to me, it's just a little suspect. The whole marketing system that it's built on, to me, it seems like if it was a decent product, they'd probably go with conventional marketing schemes. Now, maybe, you know, they couldn't take the startup costs, and the people who were behind this product just really wanted to get it out. But for the most part, that you guys have been pretty balanced on this, for the most part, what gets sold in a multi-level marketing scheme, it seems to be overpriced for what you're getting. I don't want to say it's snake oil, because it might do what it's advertised to do. As far as the consumer is concerned, there's a very good chance they could find a better product at a regular retail outfit or through some other source. So
I don't know. As far as better products, I'm not prepared to say that. I have found some of the best products that in the general category, you know, the specific category from MLM companies. However, that doesn't make it necessarily, you know, the best one for you to be in business with.
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want, share your story on this topic, or anything goes. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babcock with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, and they include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. I've done it. It is. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com. If you don't have a will, you can go over there. You can get one cheap. I think it's $50 with the FTL code. And you will have taken care of this problem quickly and easily, and your family will not be at the mercy of the government if you pass away tomorrow. LegalZoom.com.
Before we continue with the calls, since we're exhausted, I think, on MLM calls here, but I just had one more thought on MLM in general, multi-level marketing, network marketing. We were talking about how, yes, some of the products are great, and yes, you certainly can make money. I mean, there are a lot of real success stories out there. Of course, most people fail, and they fail hard, and they burn relationships. And, you know, there's a right way and there's a wrong way to go about doing this particular business. And one of the right ways is to do what Alex was doing last hour, and that is do some due diligence. Get online, do some research. People back in the 70s and the 80s and the early 90s did not have the ability to look into things, look into these offers and these opportunities in the way that we do today. And I think that's one way that people can really take a serious look at whatever MLM opportunity is being put in front of them. But I think one of my greatest concerns, and we talked about some of the positives of this business. I think in general, one of my greatest concerns about the MLM industry as a whole is the amount of damage it does to, I think, the entrepreneurial mindset. And the reason I say that is because the people they target, as I was saying before, are the kind of folks that have been involved in the corporate world. They've been working for somebody their whole life. They've never been an entrepreneur. These are a lot of the people that are attracted to an MLM opportunity because it sounds so great. You get to set your own hours. You can make as much money as you can make. It's, you know, compensation at different levels. And, you know, there's all kinds of money being flashed around. And so people get, you know, they get suckered in by all that, and they think that they can have that too. And it's possible. It sure is possible that they can have it. But when they start burning their bridges and everything like that with their relatives and their friends, and then they end up not making the sales they thought they were going to make, and they end up having to spend thousands of dollars just to stay in the organization, and by the time a year or a year and a half is done, they're in the hole several thousand dollars. They haven't made hardly any sales, and that's when they throw in the towel and they say, boy, this whole working for myself thing just isn't for me. I'm going back to work for somebody else. And I think there are a lot of people that end up that way. We had Rich on the line telling us, well, he tried like seven different ones. So there's certainly MLM junkies that'll, you know, try one, then try another, then try another, then try another to see
junkie
which
isn't the nicest,
you know,
term.
Which shoe fits. But I think most people get disillusioned with the whole occasion and end up just kind of going back to a J-O-B job. And that was one of the reasons they quit for the MLM thing in the first place, was to try to find their own way and be an entrepreneur. And I think it's dangerous because of that. And also, if you look at the way some of these companies are run, you mentioned a couple of companies, Mark, Tupperware and Avon are two of the most successful multi-level marketing companies out there. Tupperware, of course, makes the things that you store food in, and Avon sells
from New Hampshire
beauty products. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And both of these companies started as MLM product companies, where they were only being distributed at these, you know, Tupperware parties or Avon get-togethers, whatever they call them.
Right, and one of the nice things about Avon is they've targeted, and Tupperware for that matter, targeted people who could otherwise couldn't have jobs, like stay-at-home moms, and, you know, gave them an opportunity to contribute to the family.
Yeah.
They weren't, you know, they may have pitched them on boats and cars and, you know, mansions, or they may have just said, hey, make some money at home, you can make...
You can make an extra income that's,
yeah,
you know, as large as you want it to be, as large as you want to put the effort into, right? That's all true. Then, after they got to a certain level of success, these companies stabbed their distributors in the back, in my opinion, by going and getting their products marketed at other at major retailers. And I think Tupperware is at Target stores, and I don't know where Avon is.
Avon's all around, I know that much.
Yeah, but they're now being sold through major distribution points. So how is a distributor supposed to compete with that? I don't know. I don't know what they're... I'm sure they have an answer to that question as far as it being a common objection to people that are looking at their business opportunities, but that's not something I would be wanting to compete with. If somebody can just go into Target and get the very same product that I'm offering, then why would they buy it through me besides the fact they like me? So they stab their distributors in the back. What about the companies that go out of business? How about that one? There are plenty of MLM companies out there that have gone under. In fact, that's one of the things they're known for in the business is, oh, well, there, on one hand, you do want to get involved with a startup because if you're on the ground floor, then you can make a whole bunch of money. But on the other hand, if you get involved with a startup, then there's a good chance they're going to go under the next year.
There seems to be a lot of gambling going on here. And, you know, when you compare it to a regular job, you don't have to invest much except the gasoline to get there and perhaps the clothes to wear while you're there. And they give you a paycheck every month. Compare that to what the MLMs do, and you can see that there's some distinct differences.
Well, now, of course, there's going to be risk in any entrepreneurial activity. I mean, there's going to be risk, and people should enter into it knowing that. But one of the problems with this particular form of entrepreneurial activity is you're not really a true entrepreneur. It's sort of an illusion of being an entrepreneur. You're kind of halfway there because you're still working for the company. You're still following their rules. You're marketing their product. You're behaving as an independent distributor. You're not really an entrepreneur in that an entrepreneur, I think a true entrepreneur is somebody that finds a way to provide a product or service to the marketplace on their own.
The guy that trotted out this product is the entrepreneur.
He's the entrepreneur. Exactly. So this is kind of like entrepreneur training wheels. And it's good for that, in my opinion. It's good to get people, you know, used to doing things for themselves and excited about doing things for themselves. But I think the other side of that coin is that when they crash and burn, as most people do in network marketing, as most people do when they start their own businesses, when they crash and burn, they may believe that just being an entrepreneur is not for them, when in fact they weren't really an entrepreneur to begin with. So if a company goes out of business, let's say you've been successful. Let's say you get into one of these brand new upstart companies like the one he was looking at. It started in 2005. That's pretty new on the scale of things. So let's say you get in and you do start making $50,000 a year as his friend claimed to be making. And then next year, they go out of business. Let's say you made $1 million a year as like a top diamond level distributor. Then they just go under for whatever reason. Maybe most people just weren't doing that well with it. Or, you know, somebody at the business was scamming. A lot of times the FDA or some other government agency will come in and shut these businesses down for making false claims or making claims that they illegally were not legally allowed to make with the products. Maybe the claims were true, but the FDA will come in and shut them down. So there you have, you know, this downline that you've spent years building, and you've got all this money coming in, and then all of a sudden one day the company goes out of business. You weren't really the entrepreneur. You were working for them. So keep that in mind,
and
too.
And your downline wasn't really your downline. You created it for
the
company, and then the company either went out of business or whatever. And this is kind of the thing that I always thought of as a salesperson is, they tell you, you know, you've got your list as a salesperson, your exclusive clients or whatever, but they're not your clients. They're the radio show or station's clients.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're only yours if you built them.
Yeah, and as long as you stay there, then you get to tend to them. But if you get blown out the door, they're not yours anymore. So think about these things as you face the inevitable MLM pitchman that comes into your life. 1-800-259-9231. It's a business, and it's risky, and that's okay.
Think about that if you go to work for Clear Channel, too. They just blow out a bunch of salespeople.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You dial toll free, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's the point of the show. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. And all the features there are totally free, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls, where, of course, you can bring up anything. Oh, one more thing. I've got to tell you about the Free State Project. If you want a shot, a real shot at liberty in your lifetime, there is no better place than here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. This is the destination. This is the place that is drawing the best liberty activists from around the country and around the world in order to get active for freedom all in one geographic location. And I can tell you, it is making a huge difference. It has only just begun at this point, so get it on the ground floor! Anyway, go to freestateproject.org.
That's nothing to buy.
That's true. It's just a commitment in your mind.
It's just the rest of your life.
Yeah, freestateproject.org. Yeah, I guess you could draw some comparisons between MLM and the Free State Project.
Well, the Free State Project has a product, and I guess, in the sense that it's selling liberty, and it's a chance at liberty. There's no guarantees that we're going to have success here in New Hampshire. However, it makes more sense to me. It made sense to me enough to pick up my family and move. And, maybe it'll make sense to you, because what they're doing for liberty and the rest of the nation, we've been doing all along, which is talk to your friends and family members and call some radio stations and get the word out.
How's that working out?
Think tanks? Go for it. I'm all for those things. Please, sure. Let's keep them going. But
they make more sense concentrated. Right. All of those things make more sense if they were all happening in the same place. And that's one of the things we're trying to do here. FreeStateProject.org. We continue with your phone calls, where Ken is on the line in New York. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live. Ken, New York, going once. Ken,
hello?
Hello? Ken, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I had a recent run-in with your guys' favorite blue light gang out in New York.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's one of the best blue light gangs in the country.
Oh, it's an incredible nanny state, and was one of the main reasons I signed up for the Free State Project that you guys just mentioned.
Get out of there while you still can.
Hey, if you're listening in Massachusetts, New York, Illinois, Minnesota,
yeah, California,
Michigan, California, you might complain about the weather, but you can't complain about the weather if you live in Massachusetts, New York.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So, those people, no reason to move. Friends and family,
no reason not to move.
Right. That's that. No reason not to move, because Southwest has $69 flights. You can go visit anytime you want.
And I'm telling you, get out of there while you still can. And I'm sure you know this, because they're always increasing the amount of taxes and regulations. I actually just got a letter today from somebody in New York State prison. He's in the Auburn prison, and we happen to have an affiliate in Auburn, and thank goodness that we do, and this is one reason why it's so important to have the message of freedom on the radio, because radio waves reach places where the internet just doesn't, and those guys sitting in the state prison in Auburn are able to listen to our Saturday night show, and this guy listens every single Saturday night. It took him months just to get our address to get a letter out to us, but, I mean, how great is it that the people on the inside are able to listen to Free Talk Live? Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts tonight. What was on your mind?
I was actually, the other day I was driving down the road and driving with traffic on the highway, got pulled over, and the cop said I was speeding, which I may have been, but to me I was driving safely with traffic. And after going through waiting 15 minutes for him and his truck to come out to me afterwards, he said he was going to cut me a break and give me a seatbelt violation instead of the speeding ticket.
Hmm. Now, is it a primary state, or are you in a secondary seatbelt law state?
It is a primary violation.
Okay.
And so the first thing that insulted me was he sat there in my window pretty much waiting for a thank you.
Well, I don't know necessarily, that's what he was doing. This is a common thing by police officers, is to give you the discount on the ticket and just write you one for
well,
whatever.
Well, what made you believe that he was waiting for a thank you? Did he just hover for a little while?
And then by the after 5-10 seconds, I said, "All right, well, have a good one," and then he went on his way after that. Hmm. But I was thinking about it. I got this maybe 3 days ago, and I was thinking about it, and it seems to me it actually discourages people from challenging the violation.
Yeah.
Because,
in what way?
I've talked to a few people about similar incidents, and they said typically the officer also files the speeding ticket behind that violation, so if you do challenge it, then at that point, they will say, okay, well, we'll switch the violation, and here's the speeding ticket that you should have gotten.
Really? That I've never heard of, but I believe it.
Nor have I.
And I this is just all hearsay, so I don't know what merit it has to it. But also, I was driving an out-of-state vehicle, so I know I was targeted for that.
Okay.
The thing is that, to me, I find it very difficult for me to send in a letter pleading guilty to a seatbelt violation that I know I was not guilty of.
Why weren't you guilty of it?
I had my seatbelt on.
What?
I'm opposed to the seatbelt laws completely. And
but you're not opposed to living through an accident.
Oh no! It's I wear my seatbelt through my own free choice.
Right.
Right, but what you're saying is you were speeding, and the cop was going to give you a ticket for speeding, then decided to cut you a break and give you the lesser amount of fine, which would be a seatbelt ticket, even though you were actually wearing your seatbelt.
Do you happen to know if it's going to affect your insurance to get a seatbelt? Is that a moving? Is the seatbelt violation a moving violation? I don't think it is.
It is not, and it doesn't put a point on your license within the states that do that.
So the insurance company wouldn't. Man, I'd pay their seatbelt fine.
Are you sure about that? Because as an insurance company, the company I was with, and may still be, I don't know if they still do this, but there are some insurance companies that will cut you a break if you're a seatbelt wearer, right? Or, I mean, if they find out that you're not wearing your seatbelt, couldn't they dock you on that?
Well, you don't have an option anymore anywhere in the country, whether or not you're a seatbelt wearer.
Except
so
New Hampshire.
You do in New Hampshire.
I thought they just passed the seatbelt law in New Hampshire.
No, it's been tabled. It hasn't passed yet.
They're trying very, very hard, so you're almost right. But as of today, you are wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, another reason to move to New Hampshire.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. So you're still debating what you want to do in this particular case?
It is. It's pretty much I don't want to plead guilty to something that I'm not guilty of, but I don't want to be thrown under the bus for a higher fine that I can't argue with.
You remember the Free State Project?
Yes, I am. I signed up in January.
Pay their fine and move to New Hampshire. That's my advice.
Yeah, it's not worth making the stand in New York, in my opinion. Nick, your thoughts? Well,
I would agree with that, unless you feel wronged by this, in which case, I mean... You can if they up it to an actual speeding violation. I don't know how much you pay for insurance or what your financial status is, but if it's not going to kill you to fight it, even if they do pull that out and you want to fight it, go ahead. I mean,
remember that the fight is doesn't stop with the fine that they give you. There's going to be an ongoing fine from your insurance company and increased rates.
No, another question I had was: do you guys know? Do they put on courtroom charges or legal charges along with that if you challenge it?
Not that
I don't know what the rules are in New York, but that's a very realistic possibility. Good luck out there, and let us know if you've got more to tell us on your story later on as it develops. Thank you, Ken. 800-259-9231.
It would be impossible for us to give legal advice for every state. We just don't know that kind of stuff. But, you know, if it's not a moving violation, I would be very reticent to take a moving violation. If in fact the speeding ticket is, you know, backing up that seatbelt thing that he didn't do.
You know, here in New Hampshire, I have my insurance go down. So, as compared to Florida,
quite a bit.
So
incredible amount.
Another reason to consider moving sooner rather than later, because you'll save money on your car insurance. Probably call your insurer to check that. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. I think mine went down by like $200 a year. Free talk line.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or dishonestmoney.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the program, bringing as many liberty-loving, bringing as many people onto this show, hopefully turning them eventually into liberty-minded people. That's certainly one of the perks to this program. We can get Free Talk Live on as many radio stations across the country as possible, and as we pointed out just a few moments ago, or as I pointed out, that means that new people are going to be discovering the ideas of freedom, including people on the inside, people behind bars. Mark, you had a radio when you were in prison,
mm-hmm.
right?
And I enjoyed talk radio, and I appointment listened much more than I do today. I mean, I found those, some shows to be very motivating, and I would listen to them every day or every evening,
how did you work it out with the other prisoners as to what you listened to? Did you have to kind of listen to country half the time and then listen to talk radio,
I had my own radio.
Really? They give you your own
cheap
radio?
They don't give you anything.
Oh, okay.
You send it away in a package permit is what they called it.
Oh, interesting.
And, it was a little Walkman. I had both. There was a Super Tuner by GE, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
And I had a little Walkman.
So you'd also have to buy batteries when the batteries...
Yes, they sold AA batteries in the canteen.
So you don't get to do that in jail. You can only do that in prison for the most part?
I think that some jails have radios that run out of, like, wall socket situations.
Huh.
So you can plug into the wall, kind of like an airplane.
Well, anyway, I totally didn't even think about the fact that people on the inside of jails and prisons are completely unable to get Free Talk Live over the Internet. So that's one of the ways that Our radio affiliates are incredibly valuable, and obviously there are still a lot of people out there in America that don't have access to the Internet or aren't interested in the Internet, and they still deserve to hear the message of freedom as well. So that's a great way to get people to hear this.
Many people that weren't intending to necessarily listen to the show, were just listening to their favorite talk station, are hearing the
show. And here we are. Exactly.
Powerful.
So help us get on more radio stations around the country. Go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls. William is in Tennessee on the AMP line. Hello, William.
Hey, I'm going to go out on a limb on that last call. That was at drug stop.
The guy who got a speeding ticket? Or who was going to get a speeding ticket, but instead was offered a, was given a seatbelt ticket instead? What makes you think it was a drug stop?
Because he had out-of-state plates, and the police officer needed a pretense to pull the guy over.
Hmm.
So he said he was driving with the flow of traffic. He had out-of-state plates. And so the police officer saw the out-of-state plates, saw a young white man driving by himself, and thought, this guy might be moving product.
Yeah, but he didn't ask to search, or at least we weren't told that he asked to search.
No, but he had to get a better look at the car.
Well, if he's moving product, how's getting a better look at the car going to reveal anything? I guess if there's
if it's marijuana, you're going to smell it.
Right.
If he's acting overtly nervous when you pull him over, you're going to be able to tell. The cops pick up on these clues.
Sure, but a lot of people act nervous.
But they need to get up close and personal to tell whether they're going to go out on a limb and execute the stop. Now, I say this out of a little bit of experience, having police officer friends that tell me how they operate, and then through my blog hearing stories about people who get pulled over had their lives ruined by police officers on fishing expeditions.
But, I mean, out-of-state drivers tend to be targeted just for ticket revenue, not just for drug stops. I mean, in many states...
Right, right. But this guy fits a profile. I'm assuming he sounded a little bit younger, sounded like he might have been in his 20s, driving out-of-state plates by himself. This is the police profile.
Sure they do. No, I won't deny anything that you're saying as far as,
the possibility exists on all this.
The police are pulling people over without out-of-state plates for the reasons that you suggest, and absolutely if there was, marijuana odor coming from the car, it would certainly have led to more action on the police's part. But that said, a lot of people get nervous when the police pull them over, even if they don't have a warrant out for their arrest or, 20 pounds of pot in the trunk or cocaine or whatever. But what is revealing to me, I think, and why I don't believe that you're correct in this instance, is that if it was a fishing expedition, he would have fished and asked, can I search your car? Or step out, please, I need to search your car or whatever. He would have gone the searching route because that's an incredibly successful way to bust people. They don't know they can say no to a search, and the cops know that, so they'll ask it. So the fact that the cop, and I'm presuming he didn't ask because it wasn't mentioned, but presuming the cop did not ask to search, then maybe it wasn't what you were suggesting.
Well, the other reason is because the police officer said he was pulling over for one reason and then wrote it down for another reason, thinking that the young man wouldn't have reported it as misconduct, just sent in the ticket and not contested this in court. If the police officer is writing you a ticket for something that you haven't done, as being disingenuous, and you want to go out on a limb, file a misconduct report. I'm just extremely mistrustful when police officers willing to pull someone over for one offense that they didn't, that they said that they did do, and then write them for something that they didn't do.
Well, I'm with you, and I was just thinking as you were saying that is there are products out there, and I know that I know the gadget universe has one, is little cameras that you can have in your car that have both a microphone and a camera built in for basically just this sort of situation. They don't look very obtrusive. An officer wouldn't necessarily know what he was seeing, and then you would have the officer saying, I'll go ahead and write you a ticket for wearing your seatbelt instead of this, the speeding thing. And if this is a state where you don't have to have the consent of the person being recorded, he'd be in big, big trouble for that crap.
Oh, yeah. Use your cell phone recorder, and anytime you get pulled over, record that call. Either that or call your own voicemail or call your answering machine at home so that you get a recording of the stop.
That's a good idea, but you want to make sure you understand what the situation is in your state with recording parties without their consent or without notification, because if you're in New Hampshire, you pretty much have to notify the people you want to record.
And I'm not sure that if the police officer offers to let you out of one charge and just write you up on another one, you know, presuming that you weren't wearing your seatbelt in the case that we were hearing, that's not necessarily going to land the officer in hot water, because they do have discretion to simply let you go. They can give you a warning.
But to give you a ticket for something you didn't do?
But it's a ticket that costs you less.
Yes,
I understand, but it's a ticket for something you didn't do.
Right, but you're talking about going after an officer. I mean, these people are going to steal your time and your money to some extent whenever they contact you. You're talking about going after an officer for essentially cutting you a break. I don't know. Do you want to just have the officers out there writing people tickets for full amounts and charging people more? I mean, either way.
I don't want anything in particular.
I'd rather they leave me alone, but if I'm going to have to pay one of their fines, I'd rather pay the $70 fine than the $200
fine. I'm not looking at the general societal effect of what it is. I would be looking at specifically how does this affect me. And specifically, that would mean that, you know, hey, I might be able to get out of this ticket entirely if I choose to battle it and, you know, see some justice done in this particular instance.
Okay. Hey, William, thanks for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. All I'm saying is, Mark, if you go in there and you impeach this police officer, then there's a much lower chance that that cop is ever going to, you know, cut anybody a break ever again.
Understood. Was that a break?
Was it a break? That's what he was saying. Yeah, the seatbelt fine would be lower than the speeding ticket.
If it was, in fact, a break, though.
That's presumably the reason why he did it. I believe that was what
he was
telling us.
He doesn't even know if he was speeding. He said he was keeping up with traffic, which is the very best thing to say if you're fighting a ticket.
Presumably he was speeding. Most people, if it was on the highway, if you're like me and you're going with the flow of traffic, you're going above the speed limit.
I believe he said he was speeding.
The most important thing you can do is maintain your vehicle in a safe fashion, and keeping up with traffic is a way to do that. And it's one of the best excuses one can use for speeding.
It's not likely to get you out of a ticket. I mean, people will.
I've seen it happen. Watched it happen.
It can, but if the flow of traffic is 90 and a 55, you're probably still not getting out of the ticket.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to Doug, calling from Mexico. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Mexico City, call me patient zero. I feel fine.
Hey, good to know. How are things down there?
You know, they're fine. I flew down here at the time when people were the most freaked out about it, and everyone said, no, don't go, don't go. In the airport in Houston, I saw 5% of people wearing masks. In Mexico City, there was about 15% to 20%, and most people wear them only because their employees are making everyone else feel more comfortable about it.
I know there was a reason you were calling tonight. We'll get to that, so hang on. More with Doug, your calls as well. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the point of the show, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Reading Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.